Edward Hopper Appliqué, Part 2, by Rob Sienna. Edward Hopper, the glint in his eye, swaddled in soul, swishing through twilight, capturing the night with a deep-sea dive, noticing radiant neon swells playing the eternal game of light rolling over human skin. The airs around him profoundly surround a rhythm where a low, quiet heat sways, clinging to glass, stuck in this place between worlds at the moment just before dawn. Hopper taps a cigarette to the beat of some unwritten song, the mystic slats of shadow and form raining on the dingy platforms where characters sit, unknowingly frozen, struggling with mythology, each of them in pork pie hat, trumpeting the sauciest of urban sheens, a language of lost moments. Then Nighthawks bleeds into the scene, blasting dust cloud dreams, scattered fragments of consciousness nick the blurry pages of some forgotten novel. Stories linger in half-light. Time itself plays tricks in this celestial script. We see ourselves as characters in urban tapestries, suspended between flickering lights, the smallness of our own desires. Nature, meanwhile, keeps on glowing, pushing forward Hopper's story, chiseling in the salty tracks that swirl and twirl through Nyack, a gentle sea sway slapping along the Cape Ann shore, unperturbed as Hopper's quirky splay reminds us the vast azure sea of time, unnamed and illusory, lures us. Its ripples unknowable. We, caught in its dreamy sway, find meaning only in the moments that seem magic this way, surrendering our souls to some inextricable pull. His brush, a painter's playful daub, a surprising jauntiness, a dance with wispy shadows that light breaks into pieces. Each and every piece reflects a life we'd like to live, but never can quite touch. We coast along horizons, blown by winds of chance and choice. Yet in these brushstrokes we find ourselves again, again, and once again, dancing in some otherworldly space where light fades to shadow and time slides like the tide.